Welcome, and welcome back to another edition of Brandler Bits. My name is Jeff Brandler. On Brandler Bits, as you know, we discuss many issues, many topics. Today's topic is the fear of making change. And oftentimes, that fear is rooted in something very irrational, because it's fear, something very illogical, because it's fear, and in the examination of advantages and disadvantages, clearly the advantages would work, but the person has a fear of making the change because it's way easier to do what's safer than it is to do what's better. It's way easier to keep what you have because it's what you know than to take a risk and do something because of the fear. Oftentimes, that fear is related to some version of self-esteem. Will I be good enough to do the new job? What will happen to me if I fail? How can I deal with the unknown here of what will happen when I can't see it? Probably the easiest way to describe this is with an example. So you're in a relationship, and the relationship you've been in for a long time. It is familiar, it is predictable, it's average to below average, but you know it, you have it, you keep it. When the idea comes to your mind about, gee, what would happen if I get out of this and I do something different, all of a sudden the fear comes up, the anxiety comes up and says, I don't know if I can do that. Could I live by myself? What would happen if? What would people think if I made this change? What would people think if I decided to divorce my significant other? What would people think after all these years? What would they say? And would I be okay doing this? Even though on the rational side of the ledger, the person might say, you know, I'm not getting any younger. And I do have the right to live a happy life and have experiences and be fulfilled. But safety, familiarity, and fear seem to win out. When we have situations like this, the person inevitably feels stuck. They feel that there's no way out, and the fear and the anxiety grows and grows and grows, making it seem like there is no way out. One of the things to think about is finding the courage inside, finding the courage, finding the faith, finding something, and examining, can I imagine myself not in this relationship? Can I imagine myself not in this job? Can I imagine myself doing something else? Can I imagine what's going to happen to my life? How would it be different if I wasn't doing this thing? Ultimately, I need to think about what is best for me and what's changeable. The other thing that's pretty useful is that most people can analyze advantages and disadvantages, but most people seldom look at the advantages of not doing something and the disadvantages of not doing something. So if we go back to the relationship example, the advantages of not being in this relationship might be pretty clear. I would be happier. I'd be by myself. I could do what I want. I would have freedom. The disadvantages of not being in this relationship might be financial, might be stress, might be change, might be the unknown. And when you examine advantages and disadvantages and advantages of not and disadvantages of not, you end up with a piece that's way more comprehensive. Ultimately, to make a big decision that you're afraid of, it's much like being on the high diving board. You look at the water below, it looks kind of cold, and you literally take a leap of faith and splash into the water. And in situations like this, with the fear of change, you have to literally take a leap of faith. Because at the end of the day, it's fear, not fact. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits. Feel free to make comments. The easiest way to do that is at my website, www.changeispossible.org. We'll be back with another Brandler Bits soon. Take care.